Hi, Jolene. Thanks for joining me.
Hi.
So let's go ahead and get started. I'd just like you to briefly describe your credentials, what makes you a qualified candidate for this position.
Besides the qualifications that you need to run for the school board, I've lived in the community for almost 10 years. I am a parent of students in both of the schools. I've also worked as a sub in the schools during the last school year.
And so despite the fact that we are amidst a pandemic, Unalaska schools are being held in person. So tell me a little bit about how you plan to approach safety and access to education, how you plan to balance those as a school board member.
I think it's really great that they are in person right now. I know if we end up going to distance learning, I think the school is going to do a good job with that as well, based on what they did last year. I mean, as not being a doctor or a scientist, I can only give my opinion on how the pandemic would affect the community or being a school board member. But I think the protocols that they're putting into place right now are effective, and it's keeping the kids in person. I think there's some things that could change a little bit to help these kids learn better and manage the stress of the whole thing.
Do you have any examples or anything?
Well, I have one. This is completely an opinion. I believe that if we're going off of the city council's recommendation for the masks in public places, I feel like if you are able to wear a mask walking into these restaurants and you can sit down being 6 feet apart from each other, I think while these children are sitting at their desks, I don't feel like they should have to wear a mask while they're sitting at their desk, which are placed 6 feet apart in the classrooms.
If the community does move into a high-risk category and schools close, students may need to rely on internet access and tech-based materials. How will you help ensure that all students get equal access to those materials, especially when it comes to internet?
Well, I think Optumera did a good job stepping in last year. I think there needs to be maybe a budget for that, for the kids that are not able to afford that access. And they also have strictly paper-based learning as well for kids who cannot get online. I know last year all of my kids did all of their paperwork through, it was all paperwork. There was no internet involved, unless they wanted to do extra stuff, and then they could get online and do their Lexia or different programs that they have set up for them.
So I know that the mask wearing situation is a little contentious, but how will you represent staff, students, family members, and concerned community members with very different and often heavily politicized opinions during and beyond the pandemic?
I would like people to feel comfortable giving me their opinions just so I can relay them at the school board meetings. And I mean, that is one of the main reasons I'm doing this, is to be a voice for the kids in the community and other parents who feel like they don't have that voice. And yeah.
Okay, thank you. And so over the past year, I'm going to switch gears a little bit here, not talk about pandemic for a little while. So over the past year, Unalaska has faced many difficult challenges, one of those being the access to reliable air service. The difficulties that this poses have a pretty direct impact on our teachers, most of whom are not locals, and it can play a pretty big role in how or in the district's ability to recruit new teachers as well as to keep teachers. So how will you approach this issue, and how do you see it affecting the district right now and maybe into the future?
So I think the airline service being down really affects the community as a whole. But I do see the effect that it would have on hiring new teachers. I mean, I guess I'm hoping that with the Raven auction going through that there would be a reliable service coming shortly. I know there's those couple options, but there's still a lot of money to fly out as a family. But there's people that move here and they love it and they stay. And I also think there is a lot of people that come here, and it's very hard to be so far away from everyone, to not have a lot of the same entertainment or shopping or restaurants. I think it's that is a big reason that it's hard to keep people. But I do think they're doing a good job, and I think the staff that we currently have is doing a good job.
So extracurricular activities are looking drastically different this year than they have from years past due to the pandemic. So how do you value extracurricular activities such as sports and clubs, and in what ways will you approach and address these as a board member?
Oh, I think the extracurriculars are huge for these kids. I think it gives them an outlet for after school, and I feel like as a community and as a school board, we need to do everything we can to keep those in place for the kids, whether it is a little bit different because of the pandemic. But I think it still needs to be able for these kids to have.
What are some of the major issues that you currently see or have seen in Unalaska School District, or maybe some of the changes that you want to see implemented, and how do you plan to address those? And on the alternative, if you want to speak about strengths as well.
I think the best part about this school system is how small it is. I grew up in a very small school. I think the ratio for the student teacher is incredible based on the rest of the country, I think it's very low. I love that they allow parents to go in. I mean, right now, I guess it's more the elementary school that does that rather than the high school. But saying last year, they let parents go in to eat lunch with the kids and just go in to the school, which is not common. And I think that's good. I think the parents like to go in and interact with their kids throughout the day.
If you have any final thoughts that you want to share with the community, now is the time for you to do that. Or if you have like a closing statement, you're welcome to read that as well.
I'm just running for the school board because I want to be a voice for the parents in the community who feel like they don't really have any input in the decisions being made for their children. And I'm hoping to be that voice.
So, and that's something that you see like as a kind of an issue right now, is that there's not enough involvement of parents or opinion from the public, being specifically parents?
Looking at the school board, I think there's only one current parent currently on the school board that has kids currently in the school system. There's other parents, but there's only one that has kids in the school district. And I think, Carlos, he works with the kids at the PCR, and I think he is a good advocate, especially being in the teen room and around the teens. I think he's really good at that. I know the school board president, he had kids in the school district many years ago, which sometimes that doesn't really relate to what's happening in the school systems now. I don't know. I just want to be like a current voice and someone that would be affected by the decisions that are being made. So I guess I just want to be someone there that would listen.